This is program number LW2675. Let me remind you. That's what Bergen Evans said in a graduation address at Penn State University some time ago. Hi, this is Larry West. And what he said is worth being reminded of. Speaking to the graduates about their parents' generation, he said, and this is a quote, "These are the people who, within just 5 decades, have increased life expectancy by approximately 50%, who, while cutting the workday by a third, have more than doubled the per capita output. These are the people who have given you a healthier world. And because of this, you no longer have to fear epidemics of flu, typhus, diphtheria, smallpox, scarlet fever, measles, or mumps. And the dreadful polio is no longer a medical factor, while TB is almost unheard of." Then he said, "Let me remind you that these remarkable people lived through history's greatest depression. Many of these people know what it is to be poor, what it is to be hungry and cold, and because of this, they determined that it would not happen to you, that you would have a better life, that you would have food to eat and you'd have milk to drink, vitamins to nourish you, a warm home, better schools, and greater opportunities to succeed. Because they gave you the best, you are the tallest, healthiest, brightest, and probably the best-looking generation to inhabit the land. Because they were materialistic, you will work fewer hours, learn more, have more leisure time, travel to more distant places, and have more of a chance to follow your own life's ambition. These are also the people who fought man's grisliest war. They are the people who defeated the tyranny of Hitler, and who, when it was all over, had the compassion to send billions of dollars to help their former enemies rebuild their homeland. And these are the people," he said, "who had the sense to begin the United Nations. It was representatives of these two generations who, through the highest court in the land, fought racial discrimination to begin a new era of civil rights." Then he said, "While they have done all these things, they've had some failures. They have not yet found an alternative for war, nor for racial hatred." Then he challenged them with these words, "If your generation can make as much progress in as many areas as these two generations have, you should be able to solve a good many of Earth's remaining ills." He said, "You can do it by hard work, humility, and faith in mankind." What he said, when we are reminded, makes sense. The older generation has made some accomplishments, great accomplishments, and they deserve our praise. Speaking personally, I just want to say to them, thanks. I'd like to mention one more thing that the older generation has given to the younger. As a whole, it started out over 200 years ago. Our older generation gave us a fear for God. And that's why we have been so prosperous. A nation that respects God is a nation that has more. Forget God and watch out. All you have to do is just look at history and even look around the world as it is today. Take a look at some of the other countries in our world, countries that don't have much. You'll also find that they don't know the true God. Fear for God is the only thing that can ensure freedom today and hope for tomorrow. Fear for God. It's time we rekindled that, rebuilt its fire, and obey the God who is the God of all generations. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's a good course. It's a course that's not concerned so much with denominational doctrine. No, not at all. In fact, it's just concerned with the Bible, and the Bible only. It's colorful. It's short. It's simple. It's interesting. You can read it and study it in your own leisure time, in the privacy of your own home. It's called For God So Loved You. It's free. Why don't you write me for it? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe. Now that's two words. West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.